redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
About destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
alright? Alright, alright. You say you got a real solution. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
And, well, you know they want a revolution, but I was thinking about, what song I was going to play, and I was thinking about Occupy Wall Street, and of course I believe that their end game really is to create a whole lot of ruckus, and then we can get our dictator-in-chief to declare martial law, and that'll be the end of the game. But before I get into that with my guest, who's going to join me after the first break, I want to tell you about a friend of mine who had died on Sunday, and he was a real good man, and there aren't a lot of good people in this world. I don't know, maybe sometimes you think there are more good people than there aren't, but he was a real good man, and I ran with him for school board a couple of years ago. We didn't win, because you can't win around here unless you run as a fan of unions and the communists that control around here, so you can't win. But anyway, he and I and another gentleman ran for school board a couple of years ago. Great man. He would have been such an asset to the school district, because he knew so much about so many things, and he was so concerned, and he was a compassionate man. His name was Ted Mason. And I think Ted was probably about, I don't know, I'm going to say 83, somewhere around there. Real, real smart guy. And let me tell you about the character of this gentleman. He and his wife, years and years and years ago, a friend of theirs, a woman who had three little kids, she was cleaning, washing her windows from the second floor, fell out the window, broke her back, and she had no one to care for her. So Ted and his wife, Sue, took this lady in and her three little kids, and she lived with them for, I don't know, at least a year and a half. While she recuperated and they helped her out. Now, how many people do you know who would do that? I don't know many. Anyway, so I wanted to mention Ted. Because he was such a good man. And we need more good men like that to stand up and be counted. And, I didn't want to cry. In fact, I didn't think that I would. But Ted was a good guy, and I want you to know his name. Because we need more people like Ted who will actually do something. Stand up, be counted, and not be afraid. And that's what we need here in America. We need more people who are like Ted Mason and his wife, who always put their best foot forward, who helped other people out, and stood up. And anyway, I know we're going to hit break soon. Oh, skipping the break. Don't mention the break. Okay, well, I didn't read the note from the studio to tell me don't mention the break. So anyway, we're skipping the break. Well, what are you going to do? That is life in the big city. Anyway, I needed that interruption so that I could regain my composure. And so now that we can talk about the revolution, which I spent a lot of time trying to tell Ted about the revolution, but I think he was listening. Anyway, my guest this morning is Vicki Davis, and I know a lot of you know her. And smart, smart cookie lives out in the Northwest, and he has been researching and writing about all of the things that she discovers, and she's connecting the dots. And, oh, boy, there are a ton of dots to be connected, aren't there? There really are a ton of dots to be connected. And they do want a revolution, but they want a revolt and put us all into green ghetto, human settlement, slave encampments, and it's not if, it's just a matter of when, because that's what their end game is. Truly it is. It's to enslave humanity. And I was watching, I didn't see it right from the beginning, and I saw it years ago many times, really, but I was watching Dr. Zhivago again last night, and I was in the one scene, he comes back home, and they had a big house, and there were all these people living in there. And, of course, comrade, you know, this is a house that could hold 13 families. And, oh, that is good, good for the community, he says, kind of thing. And, of course, you know, it's just all this whole communist ideology, this communitarianism where the community reigns supreme over the individual. It's all a lie. It's all a lie. But anyway, that's the hustle. So let me bring on my buddy, Vicki Davis. Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Hi, Maggie. Boy, you got me choked up with that story, too.
Oh, he was such a sweetheart. I just loved Ted and his wife. Just a good, just really good eggs. And it's really a shame that he and the other gentleman, now I think I would have been an asset to the school board because I have, you know, kind of like brass gonads, and so I'm not afraid to call a spade or a hoe, and I would have been as diplomatic as Ted and my other friend who none of us won, but Ted would have been such an asset, and it's just such a shame because when you find the people out there who truly would be contributing something instead of, you know, giving out these no big contracts to their, you know, the bus company their husband works for and that kind of deal. Well, you know, it's just such a shame. Was such a loss. He really is just a good man.
Well,
was a real good man, and we just need more like him. I wish we had more like him.
Well, we had one here in Idaho that was like that, too. His name was Robbie Robinson, and he had been a school principal in California and then moved up here, and he was very involved in education issues. And the thing about these older people is that they remember when education was to educate children and not to indoctrinate them and propagandize them.
Exactly.
And so, you know, he helped us quite a lot until his wife got sick. And I think the last time he testified in front of the Idaho State Legislature, he was in his 90s, and I'm not sure if he's still working on education issues, but if he's able, he is, I can tell you that.
Yep, and it's just, you know, you see so few people like that, and it's really just such a shame. There's so few people out there who are trying to make a difference, and so I think it's so important that we applaud those that do. I really do. But let me give out some information here, everybody. 800-313-9443 is the number to call if you want to join our show today. And you're more than welcome to do so. Listen, you can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook at Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on Twitter at RBN Live. Listen, if you would like to contact us, website republicbroadcasting.org. Actually, if you just throw RBN in, Republic Broadcasting is going to come up. It'll be the first or the second thing that comes up. If you want to advertise your business or service on this network, then get in touch with us. 800-724-2719 is the number to do that. Listen, people listen to this network from literally all over the world. So you don't know, whatever service you may have or business you may have, you don't know how far the reach can be for you. You don't know who may be interested in buying your product. You never know, or your service. I don't know. You build websites, whatever you do. Anyway, 800-724-2719. Get in touch with us. If you just want to donate a few dollars to the cause of freedom and liberty, then do that as well. There's a donate button on the website. Listen, our address, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I want to say hello to everybody who's listening, because people actually really literally do listen all around the world. It is a trip, really, when you think about it. But the technology that we have, Vic, it's that double-edged sword action we got going on, isn't it? Big Brother's listening in to us, I'm sure, because, you know, that's what those people like to do. But other people get to listen in as well, so that's the benefit of that.
Yeah, well, I always hope that they are listening, because they need to hear this information the same as everybody else. Because of the complexity involved, I mean, well, you know, you start at one place and you just loop around and around and around. And what you find is that the whole environmental movement is actually about socialism. And sustainable development is about the implementation of the computer systems and technology, allegedly for efficiency, but then you get into the collectivist mode where management of your resources is more efficiently managed from a central source. But then you can't have an economy where you have independent people running their independent businesses, because you have this mega monster out here managing all resources and processes. And then you add into that the Congress, who have become just nothing more than a big cash register doling out money for all of these programs and systems, all towards a non-productive end. You know, it's towards conservation, which causes constriction, which increases the amount of people that are out of work. So we're kind of in a downward spiral. You know, with the Congress being deadlocked, and, you know, that may not be a bad thing, but we're just in a downward spiral that, you know, doesn't seem that too many people understand it. You know, they pick one point in time in history to look at, and they start all of their thinking from that one time slice.
And yeah, that's very true, don't they?
Yeah, uh-huh. And so you don't really have the beginning perspective of what it's all about. You just see the result of what was done, and you apply a reasoning behind that. And then you go forward, you know. So, but what I tried to do is go back and forth in history, you know, so that I have kind of a broad understanding of how we got where we are.
Well, you know, you really, I think you need to, Vicki. I know some people who, you know, choose to start talking about UN Agenda 21, sustainable development, from Bill Clinton onward, which does such a disservice to people, because it leaves out the other half of the equation. I know people who don't talk about anything related to who's behind it at all, just the results of it. And I think that that's a disservice as well, because I think you need to know who your enemy is to be able to successfully fight them. I don't know if we'll be able to. However, you can't do it unless you don't identify who it is and what their long-term agenda has been. You know, how can you understand what's happening currently if you don't look back.
Well, and that's true. And actually, it was Nixon that created the EPA, and that was as a result of the 1972 UN meeting on the environment. And so, you know, I have his finding statement, you know, when he created the EPA, and it was, even at that time, it was all about the global human environment. Well, you know, the environment covers every aspect of your life, absolutely everything. And so, you know, he pledged full cooperation with the United Nations on this environmental agenda. So there you go.
Yeah, yeah. See, it goes back so far, and the plans for these things go back years and years and years and years and years, and I don't know, we're just kind of getting wise to it, some of us anyway, not all of us. Some of us are just getting wise to it today. But, you know, it's interesting because my John always says, well, you see what you want to see in life. And I don't know, I guess it's like, you know, the glass is half empty or the glass is half full kind of a thing, I suppose. But I think he's right. I think people really do see what they want to see. They don't want to see things that are unsettling to them. So it's much easier not to talk about it, not to acknowledge it's there, because then you've got some kind of an obligation, I believe. You're compelled to make a decision. You're either going to do something or you're not going to do something, and your choice of not doing something really is a it is a choice. But so then you got to live with your choices. And so I think that's, people see what they want to see because I think it is psychologically less traumatic to them than the harsh reality of what we're looking at here, and everything that you come across and see, and the dots that you connect, and the recognition of what it is these people are planning.
Well,
it's horrifying.
When you really take a full look at it, you really understand what's happening to our country, and not just our country, because the agenda is truly global. The,
yes.
The conclusion that you come to is that, you know, this is an all-out war for humanity, basically. And so you kind of have to restructure your life to participate in this war if you have any kind of common decency at all, if you have true understanding of where this is all going. It's a moral imperative. And so
I believe.
People, yeah, and so most people would rather not have. So even though they may recognize it, they don't acknowledge it because of the moral imperative.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think, I believe you are morally obligated once you recognize what's happening to try to do something about it, to try to wake other people up. I believe you have that moral obligation to humanity. I don't know how you can know this and just say, okay, oh, well, what are you going to do? That's just life. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. That whole kind of thinking doesn't work for me. Maybe I'm just this, you know, stubborn Mick. I don't know. I mean, I know I am a stubborn Mick, but you know, what the hell? I don't roll that way. I can't see something that's wrong and not attempt to correct it.
Yeah, well, me too. I mean, was my whole career is problem solving, and this is like a major problem. So,
oh yeah, I know. I know we've got about a minute or so before we hit the break. I'm sure we're going to take this break anyway, but let me give some call and information out there to everybody. Vic, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. Vicki Davis's website, tons and tons and tons of information. It is channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com is her website. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, and I will, of course, link to Vicki Davis's website, which is channelingreality.com, on mine, under the tab entitled Podcast. So we'll be back in 3 minutes. Vicki Davis is my guest. Don't go away. We will channel reality together. So we'll be back in three.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rodden, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion, and my guest today is Vicki Davis. ChannelingReality.com is their website. So let's talk about, Vicki, let's talk about this whole Property Rights Council, that there are some people out there thinking that if we...
Maggie? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. What I wanted to say is let's talk about the property rights councils, that there are some people out in this movement, this fight against you and Agenda 21, who are thinking that setting up these property rights councils would be a good thing, which you and I both don't agree with that at all. So let's talk about that if we could a little bit. Vicki, what are they talking about with this property rights council?
Well, the idea was proposed. There's an attorney, and I believe his name is Scott. I can't quite recall his name, but he's working for a county, one of the counties up in northern Idaho, and he proposed an idea to a Tea Party leader up there, who then proposed it to all the Tea Party leaders that she was in contact with. And the idea is that with the kind of economic development and these economic development specialists that are coming into your communities changing the use of property, that it would be a good idea to have a property rights commission or council, you know, at your county level. supposedly to protect the private property rights of individuals. Well, the problem that I had with that is that then we become what we are fighting.
Right.
And so that doesn't, and I, you know, I can see where people would, might think that that's a good idea, to protect private property rights from the taking of property. But you get into the same situation where the original people who started out, you know, they have a zeal for protecting property rights. But then eventually, you know, those people want to go on and do other things with their life. And then the commission are appointees. And before you know it, you know, the other side has taken over. And then you have no property rights whatsoever.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so they would be creating more unelected boards who would rule one way or another. And, of course, that's this whole regionalism set up that they're setting up. They're trying to structure all over these little Soviets that they're trying to structure all over. So this, in essence, would create another little Soviet.
Right. And we have elected officials who have government employees. They can read the Constitution. They can read the laws the same as we can. So if your county and if your elected officials are doing the job that they were hired to do, then you shouldn't need a separate outside commission to protect your rights.
Exactly.
That's what their job is.
Yeah, exactly. What they're supposed to be doing is applying the Constitution to their decision-making.
Right. But it all goes back to this public-private partnership concept that was implemented during the Clinton administration. And it really got started by the kind of analysis that they wanted to do to implement computer systems, internet technology, to make government more efficient. Well, in working with private enterprise, the regulators became partners with the people that they were supposed to be regulating.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's where Greenspan got the idea, I guess, that financial institutions could be trusted to self-regulate. You know, because when you're in meetings like that, everybody is honest and has integrity, and they would never steal from their customers, right?
Yeah. Don't we know that's a big lie?
It'd be like this, you know, the guards in prison, you know, establishing a partnership for the management of the prison.
Yeah, like some of these private prisons where it behooves them to keep the prisoners in as long as they possibly can because they make more money, right?
Yeah, right. Well, but, I mean, can you imagine the systems that the prisoners would design for
oh,
security?
Oh, God, really? Yeah, exactly. It would be a, it would be a, just an open window.
Well, and that
it would be the security system, an open window. Don't go through that window, whatever you do. We trust you.
That's right. It's logical security.
Yeah, logical security. Yeah, there you go. Oh, it's just crazy.
Yeah. So that, you know, they call them working groups. They work together, and effectively they're just like the shirt, you know, the roll up the shirt sleeve type of commission, but their effect is the same. You know, they're redesigning systems. And corporations, I mean, essentially what they did with our government is they executed an administrative coup d'etat.
On that note, hang on, Vicki. We got to go to break, everybody. 3 minutes. We'll be back. Vicki Davis is my guest. ChannelingReality.com is her website. We'll be back in three. Don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and my guest this morning is Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. Boy, I got to tell you, I love the name of your website. I really do. Oh, boy, I'll tell you. Hey, before I want you to continue talking about this whole administrative coup d'etat that you had mentioned before we hit the break, we do have a caller from Ohio, so let's grab this caller real quick. Annie in Ohio. Hi, Annie.
Hi, I have to run and look at the front page of the paper. I wanted to ask her if she knew anything about the, we have a newly elected mayor here in Ohio, and it said he will venture to Harvard University's Institute of Politics for leadership and policy briefings this week. I guess he's joining 20 other incoming mayors from large cities to discuss issues. But I guess this has been going on for 3 decades.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you knew anything about this particular meeting place or... I know it says the... I'm sorry to interrupt. There's a few... it says the program will focus on training for new city leaders. Topics include global economy, transitioning from the campaign to city hall. That sounds innocent. Finance and administration and jobs and economic development.
Harvard, anytime you see Harvard, look closely at it because they are just about right at the center of training public officials in the new socialist paradigm. And Boise's mayor which is how I found the Harvard Institute of City Design. He got involved with those people, and he they helped the mayors establish regional governance, you know, through, over a period of years, but it's kind of a step-by-step process, you know. And this woman from, I guess it was the mayor, City Institute, and then another woman from Strategic Economics in Berkeley, California, they assisted the mayor in getting a grant to create the partnership in the local community with the five mayors in the surrounding area. And once they got that partnership established, then that's how they, what begins the process of the creation of the regional metropolitan governing structure, which is the cannibalization of your elected representative government.
Oh my goodness! Don't any of these men or women? I mean, don't they get it at all? And sort of I guess they can't, huh?
No, I don't think they do, because it's like what I said earlier. You know, where you step into something at one particular slice in time, and of course, it's all become very fashionable to be green, you know, sustainable development, and we've got to be efficient with all of our resources. And, you know, if you look at, just from an efficiency point of view, if you look at an area where you have five mayors, you have five city governments, you know, if all you consider is just an efficiency point of view, then it would make sense to create a regional governing structure. But what they do is they create it as a management layer above your elected representative government. So in effect, your elected representative government becomes a facade. And
wow.
Most people don't even realize that there is this upper layer that actually is managing what's going on, and kind of like a conspiracy of silence, because your elected people want to create the illusion that they're working for you, you know, but when they get into office, they realize they have no power, because all the power is in the regional structure that was created above them.
Wow. Some long-term planning went into this, didn't it?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Thank you very much for your website. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. 800-313-9443 is the number, everybody, if you'd like to call in and have a question or comment for myself or my guest, Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. So before we went to break, you were talking about the administrative coup d'etat, Vic. So go back to that, if you would, please. Well, essentially, you were kind of talking about that with answering this lady's questions with these whole unelected people I know around here, and I'm outside of Philadelphia. The mayor of Philadelphia, Mayor Nutter, is like, I don't know, he's like the czar of mayors for sustainability around the country. He's one of the big names who are pushing this whole agenda. But
I've seen his name. I can't remember where, but Nutter is a familiar name.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure it's something you saw about this, because he's big time into this whole agenda. And, you know, I like that lady asked from Ohio. I'm not sure if a lot of these people, like you said, Vicki, they come in at a certain point in time, and certainly if you're running out of money, hey, if we can share services and share resources, it seems to make sense, right?
Right. And that's where it actually begins, with police and fire and the enhanced 911 system. And, oh, gee, you know, our police department can't cross this jurisdictional boundary, so we better have a regional agreement, you know, so that we can share police and fire services. Well, that makes sense. You know, you want, if you need an ambulance, you want the nearest ambulance to come. You don't want to worry about a jurisdictional boundary.
Sure.
And, of course, the police could always cross jurisdictional boundaries if they're in pursuit. You know, just for something that is like a call, you know, where they need to go pick somebody up that lives in a different jurisdiction, then they would have to cooperate. But so from an efficiency point of view, it makes sense to a point. But the problem with it is if they were to present it to people and if they were to establish an elected government that is just bigger territory, I would have no problem with it at all. My objection to it is that they keep this management layer up above as a hidden entity. And so people have the illusion that they have elected representation when they really don't.
No. Here, about a year ago, they created this county. I'm in Montgomery County. They created a transportation authority and a 9-member board of unelected people who will have eminent domain powers. And, of course, you already know if you go to the county and complain about something they're doing, they're...
Oh, I lost you, Maggie. I lost you there for a minute. I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry. Are you there, Maggie? I can't hear anything. Okay, there. I hear something now. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, what Maggie was talking about is an economic development board, or they have various names, you know, depending on how they establish it. Here in the town that I'm living in, it's the Urban Renewal Agency, and they are an unelected board. They were appointed by the mayor and the city council, and I'm still investigating them. So I really I can't tell you much more than that, but effectively what they do is they set up essentially a commission or a council that then is empowered to make economic development land use kinds of decisions. Not only that, but here in Idaho, under the Intermodal Commerce Authority, they set up, it's like a middle layer of government, but they have a territory and a zone within which they can work. That area is off the tax roll, and essentially they have the power to issue municipal bonds.
Vicki, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I haven't heard you for about the last 2 minutes because the whole system dropped, so I actually had to call in through my phone line. So whatever you said for the last 2 minutes,
well, I was answering your question.
I haven't heard a word.
I was answering your question about this Economic Development Committee that has the power of eminent domain, and I was just telling everybody that they also can issue bonds. Municipal bonds which are loans, I guess, to obtain money for economic development. So in essence, they have sliced off what would be a part of your city government function, the ability to issue bonds, but they have created it within a separate corporate nonprofit entity of appointed people. Now, here in Idaho, our legislators did pass a law saying that these people do not have the power of eminent domain. But, you know, they have the power to create debt for the citizens of you know, the state or the county or the city, wherever that they're living. And we have a situation here in Twin Falls where the Urban Renewal Agency, which is what they're called here, they made a deal with a yogurt factory from Western New York, and they are committing to building $25 million worth of infrastructure and buying property, all for this alleged yogurt factory to move into our county. And that's a pretty good deal. The thing is that the guy is not even an American. He's from Turkey. So, and when I called and I asked, you know, did you do a financial credit check on this guy? Because you're building all this infrastructure. Did you do that? And what they told me, oh, we went back and looked at his factory. I said, well, that's the engineering. I'm talking about the financials. And she said, oh, well, we couldn't because he's a private business.
Well, if you're going to give somebody $25 million, I don't care whether they're a private business or not, you certainly can ask for, let's see the books here, not the cooked books, but the real books, you know.
Yeah, well.
Do you pay your bills?
Right, and what they would find out is that the facilities that he built in New York, they were all financed with small, well, one of them was a small business loan. The first one was a small business loan. I suspect that the second one was a similar kind of thing, or perhaps a loan from the county where he built the factory. So what globalization has done to our country is that they're basically making our counties buy jobs.
Yeah.
And the way they buy the jobs is by creating debt for the citizens. And I'm still looking into this, but that's kind of one of those closed-loop, sustainable community kinds of things, you know, where communities are supposed to be self-sustainable. So, man, this stuff gets really deep.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because by me, they were, and I don't know how many millions of dollars they were going to give to the, in fact, they ended up giving it to him, but he never built what he said he was going to build. He was going to put a movie studio here outside of Philadelphia, which I got news for you. Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about making movies, but I think I have a couple of brain cells that would have common sense attached to them, and it made no sense to me what their game plan was. So they're going to put a hotel up and this movie studio, and they'll bring all kinds of jobs to this area. Now, please, unless you have a particular skill set that's in line with what they need to make movies, I doubt if they're going to be bringing too many jobs to this area. They're going to bring the people who can do those jobs along with them, but needless to say, it didn't pan out. None of what they had claimed they were going to do ever panned out. And all they did was give a lot of money to build a building so that it got some union laborers some work for a period of time. They built another building, and I don't know how many tax dollars went into building this building for this private company so that they would stay right there instead
right.
of the movie
well,
studio.
And concurrent with the economic development and the implementation of or the building of new infrastructure, the creation of debt, is the implementation of the control system, the green economy control system, like your technology for the smart grid, your water, wastewater systems that have the controls on them, whereby they are going to be able to control your electric, your energy use, your water use, and your wastewater use. And so all of those things are really critically important because those are not only the things that you need for everyday life, those are the lifeblood to any modern economy. And what they are doing is putting on the choke point. You can think of those computer systems as choke points.
You know,
an extortion racket.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I was actually talking to somebody a couple of months ago, and they said that one of these, I don't know if he was elected or what little board, he was on one of these little boards in this town, and he said, oh, well, we're going to control their water, and then we'll get them to do whatever we want them to do.
That's exactly, man, I wish that was recorded, because...
Oh, I do, too. I do, too.
That's exactly what I've been telling people.
Yeah.
The same kind of extortion that Enron executed against the people of California, they'll be able to do it on an individual, house-by-house basis once they get the smart meters and smart grid in.
Hang on, Vic. We got to go to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. Vicki Davis is my guest. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. If you would like to advertise your business or service on this network, then please get in touch with us. The number to do that is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. If you know somebody who's got a business or service, let them know about this great network that redistributes the truth. Listen, you got to put your money where your mouth is in life. I know that much because they're devaluing it every second, so you might as well put it to good use while it still has some value left to it at all. Our website is republicbroadcasting.org. Our address is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. For those of you who like to write letters and, you know, you want to maybe send a donation, you want to get in contact with us to advertise your business or service via snail mail, well, then go right ahead. That's the way to do it. 800-724-2719 is the phone number of the network to get in touch with them, and they'll hook you up with a really great ad. Listen, people listen from all over, so you just never know. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on Twitter, RBN Live. Listen, I am on Facebook and on Twitter as well. And if you go to my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com, I will link to my guest Vicki Davis's website, which is channelingreality.com. You will find that under the tab entitled Podcast. And there is a ton of information on my website. I'm always adding stuff to it, and especially take a look at the tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, because there's a ton of stuff there, and you just need to check it out. That's all. It's as simple as that. Check it out, and then just do something with the information you have. I like standing on a street corner with a bullhorn myself and a big sign. That's what I like to do. In fact, John got me a bullhorn.
Uh-oh. Woman,
what do you want for Christmas? I want a bullhorn. Huh? what the hell? You know, you got to have something to do to occupy your time, right?
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like a good plan for you.
Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about how you were talking about how what Enron had done. So let's go back to that, because that's where we kind of left off when we hit the break, Vicki. So please go ahead and finish your thought related to Enron.
Okay. Well, let me back up a little bit to California in the early 1970s. A guy named Fred Krupp. I suspect he might be related to the Krupps of Germany, but I don't know that for sure. But anyway, he went to work for an outfit called the Environmental Defense Fund, EDF. And they supposedly were lawyers and advocates for the environment, but what they did is that there was a lawsuit against PG&E in California, and it was about how much PG&E would pay for inputs into the electric grid, you know, beginning with a windmill. And that was the beginning of breaking up the electric utilities using environmentalism as a reason. And so anyway, the outcome of this lawsuit was that the Environmental Defense Fund and PG&E made a deal that in exchange for PG&E not building any more power plants, EDF would work with them on conservation. So what you have at that point is the environmental false environmental movement, I won't call them environmentalists because I don't believe they are, teaming up with the electric power generation companies to...
Hold that thought, Vic. We got to hit a 60-second break. We'll be right back. Hold that thought, Vicki. We'll be back.
Okay.